Listening Library presents The Heroes of Olympus, Book 5, The Blood of Olympus, by Rick Riordan. Read for you by Nick Chamion. To my wonderful readers, sorry about that apology for the last cliffhanger. I'll try to avoid cliffhangers in this book. Well, except for maybe a few small ones, because I love you guys. 7 half-bloods shall answer the call. To storm or fire the world must fall. An oath to keep with a final breath, and foes bear arms to the doors of death. Chapter 1. Jason. Jason hated being old. His joints hurt. His legs shook. As he tried to climb the hill, his lungs rattled like a box of rocks. He couldn't see his face, thank goodness, but his fingers were gnarled and bony. Bulging blue veins webbed the backs of his hands. He even had that old man's smell, mothballs and chicken soup. How was that possible? He'd gone from 16 to 75 in a matter of seconds, but the old man smell happened instantly, like, boom! Congratulations! You stink!
Almost there, Piper smiled at him. You're doing great.
Easy for her to say. Piper and Annabeth were disguised as lovely Greek serving maidens. Even in their white sleeveless gowns and laced sandals, they had no trouble navigating the rocky path. Piper's mahogany hair was pinned up in a braided...